Perhaps you could start off by telling us a bit about your meeting with Pope Benedict on Wednesday. What can you share with us of that conversation?
There is nothing particularly secret about this conversation, so I can share with you the general content of our meeting. His Holiness was curious about what is happening in Russia, about the activity of the Russian Orthodox Church. He posed many questions, in particular about the teaching of religion in school, about the theology faculties, which we are opening now in some secular universities. And I shared with him information about the life of the Russian Orthodox Church, and in particular about the new evangelization, which we are practicing now in the Russian Federation. I was not speaking about other countries where the Russian Church is present, but I certainly told him about the division of the dioceses, which is currently underway in the Russian Church, in the Russian Federation. We split the largest dioceses into two or three or four and create of them a metropolis. So instead of one bishop, we now have three or four or sometimes five bishops in one region. And the aim of this division is to reach the places which were never reached by a bishop, because we have dioceses, for example, with 600 parishes and with several millions of believers, or we have dioceses where the distance from one end to another is 5 hours by plane. And of course, these have to be divided into smaller ones. So this is basically what I told His Holiness about the life of the Russian Orthodox Church. We also spoke about the persecution of Christians in the Middle East and in other parts of the world. This was the topic of my intervention at the session of the Synod of Bishops. And we also spoke about the development of relations between the Catholic Church and the Orthodox Church, in particular the development of theological exchange, because since my last meeting with the Pope, I have been appointed also the chairman of the Synodal Biblical and Theological Commission, in addition to my position as the chairman of the Department for External Church Relations. So in this new capacity, I met just a few hours before the meeting with the Pope. I met with the newly appointed president of the Congregatio Fidei, Archbishop Müller. And we had a fruitful exchange, and I also shared some of this with His Holiness.
We've seen a very important development in ecumenical relations, the recent signing of an agreement between the Russian Orthodox Church and the Polish Catholic Church, overcoming centuries of very bitter divisions. Can you tell us what sparked that and how important this is for the future of your relations?
This event indeed was mentioned by the Pope during my conversation with him. And it was also mentioned by him publicly soon after the agreement was signed. The idea belonged to both Patriarch Kirill and the Polish bishops, who met soon after his enthronement and decided that we should work on a common text which would bring reconciliation and peace among our nations. Russia and Poland have a very painful history of coexistence. Just to illustrate this, I can say that in a few days, on the 4th of November, we will be celebrating the 400th anniversary of the expulsion of Poles from the Moscow Kremlin, which they occupied for several years. And there is a history of wars, there is a history of painful inter-confessional conflict which resulted from the imposition of Uniatism on the Orthodox people. there is a very painful history of atheism, of dictatorship of the 20th century, and there are many other painful pages in our history. As we started to draft the text, we very soon discovered that each side has its own vision of history and that there are points on which we will not come to any common vision. We decided to abandon these points, to leave them to the historians and specialists, and instead we concentrated on what unites us, on the theme of reconciliation in a larger context, and on what we can do at present and in the future. And this text, I believe, which is addressed to both Polish and Russian peoples, is a call to reconciliation. It is a call not to forget, but to forgive. And it is a call to work together.
How has this declaration, this call to reconciliation, been received by people at grassroots level in Russia?
It was received very positively. I must say that in Poland, it was read in all Catholic churches. In Russia, it was read officially in Christ the Savior Cathedral, and through the mass media, it was disseminated to other parishes and to the wider public. And it received very high acclaim and very positive reaction from many corners of the society.
What can this declaration, this important gesture of reconciliation, mean for the Russian Orthodox Church, the relationship with the rest of the Catholic world, and particularly with the Vatican, with Pope Benedict here?
I believe that this declaration is an example of how two local churches can collaborate with one another, in this case the Russian Orthodox Church and the Polish Catholic Church. And I believe that similar ties could be developed also with many other local Catholic churches.
Are you expecting to see anything similar, perhaps this coming anniversary marking the 1700th anniversary of the Edict of Milan?
We are not preparing any kind of new declaration with some other episcopal conference, but I very much hope that this celebration will be inter-Christian, that it will bring Christians together, that it will provide us with the opportunity to discuss what should be the relation between the church and the state in current circumstances, and that it will be a celebration of faith which we inherited from Christ and his apostles, but which was endorsed significantly by Emperor Constantine and his edict that gave new opportunities to the church at that time.
Finally, does this gesture of reconciliation bring us any closer to the longed-for papal visit to Russia that Pope John Paul hoped to achieve and Pope Benedict now would be willing to make?
I would be surprised if you wouldn't pose this ritual question, which is posed by every journalist who asks about Catholic-Orthodox relations. I can only respond to it by repeating what was said many times before, that neither side excludes a possibility of the meeting between the Pope and the Patriarch of Moscow, but we should very carefully prepare ourselves and prepare our flock to this meeting. We do not want just a protocol meeting, just a shaking of hands in front of the cameras. We want a meeting which will open a new page in our relations. And in order to do this, we must do some kind of work that we did with the Polish bishops, when we sat and talked and discussed our past and discussed our future.